alert immediately.
Seeing how he is running around, he is programmed to be doing that. This is a highly sophisticated robot for 1995. No tax, please note. Hey, uncle, are you wanting to buy? Uncle, there's no obligation.
Rolex.
You can just look.
Rolex watch. You know the name. Now own the watch. The ultimate Swiss craftsmanship. No doubt you've seen these fine chronometers on sale at Tiffany's for $1,700. Ideal in volume. My special price to you today, $39.95. How are you going to beat that? You going to beat that? How are you going to beat that?
Would you like a robot?
Your line moving, pal.
Well, they are not selling like pancakes, that is for certain. Hey, maybe I should be selling them door to door, huh?
Door to door? In this town? Did you just fall off the banana boat or what?
I do not travel with bananas, sir. And I'll have you know that I've been kicking around this town for 2 days' time already.
Really? You interested in upgrading your image?
Up my image?
I am going to let you have half of my inventory, huh? What would you say to that?
Check it out. Look, see? Their hands. They clap. I know it'll sell.
Sandy, we don't sell novelty items here. Now, how many chances am I supposed to give you, I told you I want high tech, and I want it now. For Christmas, not Easter. Got it?
Yes, sir. High tech. I'll can the hat, and I'll keep looking.
And if you don't mind, Miss Benettoni, some of us are trying to work. That's better.
Silence is better than Little Richard?
Yes.
I can let you have these rock bottom wholesale. You were going to clean up.
That is nice of you, sir, but I am occupying myself.
No, but the toy robot business, it's a little pathetic. They're not going to move, my friend. Not in this town.
But it is
Excuse me, is this yours?
Yes. It is called number 5.
It rolled right past my office. Listen.
Excuse me. My friend and I were taking a meeting here. Who are you supposed to be?
Sandy Banatoni, assistant buyer, Simpson's Toy Department. Okay? Listen.
Hello.
These are great toys.
Thank you.
I showed this to my boss. He loves it. Where did you get them?
Oh, and I am making them. I am Benjaberry. Titanic Toy Corporation.
Like the ship?
I'm sorry. I haven't heard of you. Where are you located?
Well, actually, I am based in that vehicle right over yonder.
Oh, no. I mean, where's your assembly plant? Your offices?
Well, you are also there. That's also my home.
Yes.
You mean you make these yourself? In there?
Yes. Yes, you see, robotics is the only livelihood I am knowing. Are you wanting to purchase one? You see the little hands, they bendy like that?
We deal in volume. I mean, I couldn't possibly order less than 1,000.
1,000?
1,000.
1,000? We can do 1,000, no perspiration, if the per unit price is at all attractive.
Now, Mark, who are we?
We could go maybe 50 piece?
Oh, no, I'm only charging $19.95.
A day, to rent. If you want to buy them wholesale, 50, we could live with 50 a piece.
Okay, maybe. But seriously, I mean, how long before you could deliver that many?
Oh, well, just want a rough estimate. Of how long?
Yes. 1,000 robots?
This is a ballpark figure, you know.
1,000 robots?
Round it off.
Oh, yes, they could be ready for delivery approximately the middle of October.
Really?
1993.
Rolex!
Rolex watch.
Look, I'm sorry for wasting your time. We're in two different worlds here. I mean, I'd have to have them in like 30 days.
30 days?
Sorry.
Oh, wait a minute.
You know, he meant with our current facilities, but we could expand our operation. You know, we can get more personnel, a larger factory. Once we get your cash advance, we could be in high gear.
Again, you're saying this V-word, sir?
My boss would never go for cash
advance. All right, Chris Simpson will forego the cash advance. Tell you what, how does this sound to you? We will show up at your door October 15th, this year, with 1,000 of these fine robots. You guarantee to buy them $50 a piece, COD? Huh? Huh?
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Get your lawyers on the paperwork, Miss Bantoni.
Okay.
We got a deal.
Thank you. Oh, thanks very much.
We are making a deal. Well, this is most pleasantly pleasing. I am studying with great fever to become citizen of your country, tis of thee. Yes, sir. You are appreciating my robots, huh?
Yeah.
Did you ask me a question?
Benny, merchandise is running away.
Oh, get back here. You're grounded. I'm going to take your batteries out. Bad boy.
First things first.
Now, before the first thing is a question. Who are you and what is your good name, sir?
Fred Ritter. I'm in the entrepreneur business. I ask financial questions like, where's your capital?
Washington, D.C.
Hey, simple words. How are you going to build all those robots by yourself with no money?
Well, I am thinking I will contact my friends Newton and Stephanie in Montana. Perhaps they can assist me financially.
Montana, you got friends right here. I just got you your big break, didn't I? You tell me what you need.
Mr. DeRoyter, welcome to the U.S. and welcome to First Federal Trust. It's a great honor for all of us at the bank, and I'd like...
Might we step inside, please?
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed.
Madsen steel alloy, F450.
Yeah, of course. Built by Heimdall, completely custom. I must say, we're really quite, quite proud of it.
Mm-hmm.
Gentlemen, the Van der Veer Collection.
We'll keep them here until one day before the exhibition is to open at the museum.
course, during the day, we'll have a special detail of 6 armed guards. And at night, they'll be augmented by 12 strategically placed security personnel.
Excellent.
I'm glad you approve.
You already owe me a substantial sum, Fred. Comes due in 30 days.
Yes, sir, Mr. Ronald. I'm aware of that. But, you know, it takes money to make money. And this is a sure thing. With this, I am guaranteed in the black. And you, your money, your interest is in your pocket, in full, on time. No bullshit. And this time, I have free collateral. 55 Rolex watches. You know the name. Now own the watch.
I know the name, Fred. And your body is your collateral.
Now, this does not change our original contract.
Absolutely not.
You'll owe me everything.
Absolutely.
In 30 days.
30 days.
This is it. Your new factory. Rented just for you.
Oh, Bob, hey. Right here? You see, this is why I'm studying to become a citizen of your great country. In one day's time only, a man can go from a mean street corner like this one to a tall skyscraping building like that one.
What are you talking about? Not the bank. 180, over here. Huh? Midtown, centrally located. Been here since 1902. Beautiful, huh? An historic building. Come on. Huh? It's unbelievable, isn't it? They're going to tear it down in a couple of months. I sweet-talked them into a short-term lease.
Oh, really?
Got it for a song. It'll work, though, right? I mean, it's got everything we need. Got walls and windows. Phone service. All the square footage you could ask for. Honey, Benny, I'd like you to meet your production staff. They're fast learners. They're hard workers. And, hey, minimum wage. Now, here's your budget for tools and parts and all that. I promised our staff a 3-course dinner. Got my favorite table reserved at McDonald's.
Excuse me. How are you obtaining this financial funding?
A little muscle, a whole lot of hustle. Everybody get a watch?
Yeah, I got a watch.
You like McNuggets?
Who is he?
Trust me.
This is just great.
Just great! Who the hell are they? Nobody's supposed to be here.
Slow down, Saunders.
God, I knew I should have stayed away from this.
So leave! Go back to your two-bit computer scam. You were doing so good, huh? Huh? All right. How much time do we need?
You gotta be kidding me. We're not even past utility lines yet. The soil density is much lower than I figured. We're going to have to start shoring every 5 feet. There's no way we'll ever get to those tools before they...
How much time?
We have to stop digging for more than 5 days. We'll never make it in time.
We gotta get them out of here, or we can kiss those diamonds goodbye.
Hey, Benny, where'd you get the idea for this thing?
No. Split conductor cable, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Before I arrived in the city, I was working in Oregon for Nova Robotics. And together with my friend Newton Crosby, we designed and we built the real number 5 robot. Unfortunately, the military got hold of him and decided to use him as a weapon of death and destruction.
You mean you were making these things for real, and now you're making toys for a living?
See. Well, the real number 5, he malfunctioned, and... Well, let us just say that we were separated from our jobs. Well, when you have completed this robot, we will have 25.
Voila, my man. Number 25.
24. Excuse me, sir, but we are not open to the public.
Oh,
hello. Can I?
Oh, money, hello. Hey, come on now, guys. You're jumping the gun here. Arnold said I got 29 more days.
Hey, watch the silk!
Come on, let's do it.
Oh, no, sir, please don't let me. No, please don't leave. Don't forget the circuit.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I get the third hole. On a flat, get up your position.
You're going to have to learn how to defend yourself.
Yeah, but who would be doing this to struggling business persons like ourselves?
I thought it was somebody I knew.
No, wait, sir. Wait. Or now? Now we are unemployers.
Oh, look, we still got all the robot parts in the van. I can get a new staff together.
So we are having no more money, and now we're having no equipment to assemble the robots with our naked hands that would be slower than molasses in January.
Benny! You're leaving me with my back to the wall here. I mean, we got to come up with something.
It's not possible. We are the type of people who have everything in our favor going against us.
Look. How about this? How about we go to the lady at Simpson's and we beg for an advance? I mean, we go in there and we grovel. We look really pathetic.
Mountain Lion Air Freight, we got a delivery for you.
Oh, yeah? Had enough deliveries for one day, pal.
Mr. Benjamin Jarvis, right?
Job Eddie?
Yeah, we should leave it out here or what?
Yeah, leave it out there. Yeah, it is for you. Who even knows you're here?
Are they? I have only told my friends in Montana.
I've never seen that happen before.
The hell is this crap?
Who is getting this crap? Is moving.
Hello, Bozo. Benjamin, oh, come here. Give me a hug. Oh, it's so good to see. For you, from Stephanie. All natural granola brownies. No preservatives or additives.
Oh, That's the real one. That's the real number two.
Number five.
Number five.
Please, call me Johnny Five.
Johnny, you have taken name for yourself?
Oh, I choose many things for myself, but did not choose traveling in a box. I choose to fly tourist class, but they say I'm cargo. No movie, no magazine, no bag of peanuts.
Yeah, but what are you doing here? I am not understanding.
Oh, listen.
Dear Ben, we decided that the only way we could help was to send number five. He can build your toy robot. But you know how crazy he is for input, so please keep an eye on him. Good luck. Love, Stephanie and Newton.
Oh, Benjamin, this is your home? Domicile? Flophouse?
Oh, Fred, Lady Lux here sitting in our laps today.
She is, huh? I thought you said this thing misfunctioned on you.
Oh, that is a falsity. What actually happened was we were working on him one day, and suddenly he is struck by lightning. And from this moment on, he's having a mind of his own. So the government tried to destroy him, so he ran away. So now he is living with my friend in Montana in a cabin in the woods in Cognito.
Ooh, input. Hound of the Baskervilles. I think the chauffeur did it. He did.
Hey, listen very carefully. I am thinking we should not tell him he is in major metropolitan area. If he is discovering he is in whole city full of input, he will go insanely crazy.
You mean this thing just runs by itself?
Thing? An object without life? A personal possession? Incorrect. Johnny Five, not a thing.
Yeah, right. But I mean, is it remote controlled or what?
Well, you would not believe me, huh? Number Five.
Hmm?
Johnny Five. Johnny is a very cute name, huh?
I like it.
Come here. Come on. This is my friend, Fred.
Oh, hello, Fred.
No, over here.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Perhaps
Hi.
Fred would like a little demonstration of just how he will be helping us out of this sticky predicament we are now stuck inside of. Here, please assemble.
Sure. Okay, check diagram. Mm-hmm. Okay, now I'm trying to assemble this. Ah, okay. Oh, don't forget the nannies. It's me. Isn't that special?
We're home free. It could build them all, right?
Mm-hmm.
is it, Matumbwa? Simba buena, Simba na kuruwewe.
And now the next set of partners. Completed number 74, Benjamin. Benjamin?
The government is divided into three trees. Branches.
We'll return to Tarzan the Fearless after these messages.
Like I said, it's the all-new Radio Shack stereo. And just look at these prices. Whoa! I admit it, I need therapy. But till I'm cured, you can save big. So come on, take advantage of Manning Mike's emotional problems. I just gotta sell. I can't help it. Look at me. I'm in a panic. I'm frantic. And I'm... manic. Whoa, that's so...
Interesting human.
Incredible! They have got a robot doing all the work for them. Operating completely unsupervised. A totally mobile, independent robotic system.
Saunders, are they moving out or not?
What, are you kidding me? The stuff we smashed is worth nothing compared to that thing. These guys must be loaded. What are they doing in that building? They probably bought the building.
Okay, so we get rid of the robot.
Benjamin, Buona Benjamin, wake up call. Up and at 'em, Benjamin. Time for recharging.
Good morning.
Morning.
Oh, do you have an alternative power supply, huh?
Lithium argon liquid battery. Good for 500 hours. Improvement on your design. Cut the bugs out.
Yes, and I am proud of you. You have removed your laser weapon, huh?
Weapon is to kill, disassemble, make dead. Unacceptable.
You have made many modifications upon your person, huh? You have come a long way for the Defense Department prototype.
You betcha. It's the all-new Johnny 5. Just look at these items. Increased memory, 500 megabytes online. I come with a utility pack. Dozens of gadgets for outdoor living. Lots of green tea stickers and even my own Nike swoosh. And if you act now, I'll throw in absolutely free my all-new multi-frequency remote control. Hey! I can't help it. I'm in a panic. I'm frantic. And I'm... manic.
Hey, Fred, it is time to wake up, huh? The early bird gets worms. What is the time being?
Oh, 8:37 a.m. and 17
seconds. Oh, my God.
18.
I'm supposed 19, to go to Simpsons 20. To sign the papers.
Benjamin, I'll go with you. I'd love more input.
Oh, no. Johnny Five, you must wait here, huh? It's... You stay here and there is nothing outside for you. It is very boring out there. Everything you need is right here, huh? I'll be back soon. But it is very boring out there. No import, huh? Boring.
Dubious. Hard to believe.
Excuse me.
Oh, hi. Mr. Jarvie, right?
Javeri, but you can call me B-E-N. I spell it Ben.
Ben, hi. So how's it going?
Oh, great.
Yeah?
Oh. This for you.
Oh, Ben, it looks great.
Thank you.
Hey, this looks even better than your prototype.
Oh.
So you mean you can actually mass produce with this quality and still meet our deadline?
Yes.
Great. So why don't you go down and see my secretary about signing the papers?
I don't know why.
No, I mean you should.
Oh, I mean yes. Yes.
Okay. Good. So good luck with the rest of them and...
Oh, thank you.
Be in touch.
Oh.
Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, I've been thinking about you and thought you might like to see Hisher Booptrunk. Hisher is a ventriloquist dummy. He isn't alive. I'm alive. I'm a human being like you. Hisher is made of paper mache and wood, and except for pretend, Hisher doesn't have feelings. I have feelings. I have skin and bones.
Hey, gently with this shirt. That's my Bizana.
It's a $190 shirt. I got it for $45.50 off the truck.
And our sweaters.
You
want to
hand me the Labatt's?
Sure. Wouldn't want you to strain yourself.
Can you say thank you?
Why don't you see if you can hunt up some more of those cashew nuts?
Oh, there's somebody at the door.
Wash his socks, iron his shoes.
It's like animals in a jungle, I swear to God. The people in this city, it's like Back to the Trees time.
City? I am in a city?
I didn't say that. This is actually no place at all. You shouldn't waste your time. I mean, there's really nothing to see out there. I mean, well, yeah, you can see for yourself. It's pretty dull, actually.
Whoa.
It's not much of a place to see, really, is it?
Major metropolis.
Come on now, we got toys to make.
Was not told I was in a city. Why?
Look, just get back to work.
You're ordering me? I'm not Slave-O-Matic and Johnny Five. I'm alive.
Yeah, and my Aunt Bertha is a toaster up. Come on, get to work.
No, thanks. I've never seen a city. Time for sightseeing.
Sightseeing? Now, what do you need with sightseeing?
Excuse me. Bites of input. Oh, watch your toes. Look at this place. It's amazing. It's like Montana, only vertical. Ooh, buildings, skyscrapers, urban habitat.
I am impressed.
Oh, mobile human. Woman carrying a dead animal. Outdoor plumbing.
What's the candid camera?
Ooh, hot dog. Pork snap, nitrite,
red dye number 5.
Hello there, pedestrians, city dwellers, young urban professionals. Nice place you got here. Oh, human porcupine. Smile! Woohoo! Oh, what's going on?
Okay, red to black, red to black, red to black, red card. Everybody can play this game, okay? Run it all the time. Here we go. Red to black, red to black, red to black, red card. Okay, pick that card up.
That one. I win.
Hey, well, what the hell am I looking at here, huh?
Look, it's a droid.
Get off me, bug eye geek. Come on.
I did not win.
Hey, look, who's running this thing, huh? Get this ugly mother out of my face. Out of my face.
Okay. Well, excuse me for living.
Los locos kick your ass. Los locos kick your face. Los locos kick your balls into outer space.
No, that thing ain't gonna work on this kind of lock, sucker.
Push on the window. Push. Push, man.
I'll unlock it.
It's a droid!
Is it a cop, man?
No, 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 man. I've seen that shit before.
I've seen it, too. It's a Mitsubishi.
Not Mitsubishi. And Johnny Five.
He's talking, man.
Sure. Sure, sure. They all do that, man. Hey, what are you doing here?
Sightseeing. But many people are angry. Why?
That's your car, man. You're looking out for it?
No.
Come on.
Are you angry, too?
No, man, no. I want to be your friend. Listen, you can open any car you want.
Sure.
You know, man, you want to help us out? Well, we got this big job, you know. But we go around looking for old car stereos that need to be, like, polished up and repaired and stuff. And that's what we do. And then we put them back in the cars, and everybody's happy.
Yeah, we work for the Department of Car Stereo Repair, right?
Yeah, man, and we're really overworked. We got too many cars to do today. See all those cars?
Yeah.
We got to do all those cars, or we don't even get to go home to see our families and little babies and stuff.
Aww.
Is he doing it? I don't see nothing. I think it's split, man.
I got radios, I got stereos, I got tape decks and CDs. Everything you need for car sound systems at low, low prices. I can't help it. Look at me. I'm in a panic. I'm frantic. And I'm
mad.
Goodbye. Hola, dude. Check it out, mate. Pretty nice, eh? Por favor, need assistance to find Benjamin and Frederick, 135 West Lafayette Boulevard. Usted comprende, amigo?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right across the street.
Oh, muchas gracias.
What is this, some type of stunt? A joke?
No humor is involved. Collecting mucho input. Urban input.
Hey, be careful!
What?
Be careful. Your roomie should cross at the crosswalk.
You lost number 25?
Hold it.
Now you stop picking up. You want to
call it?
Now get up. Get up.
I did not lose him, first of all. He just ran out. He went ape on me.
Well, my friends have trusted me, and now I have lowered them down.
Your friends?
Major screwing up.
Your friends? What about me, huh? What about this business?
Excuse me. I found this machine across the street.
Number 25. Am I not telling you not to go outside of the doors?
Outside of doors is city. Awesome input. You did not tell me.
You have been vandalized all over yourself.
No, decorations. Multicolored petroleum byproducts.
Los locos kick your ass. Los locos kick your face. Los locos kick your balls into outer space.
Number 25.
Uh-oh.
Come on. I will clean you up.
But
if you had a mouth, I would wash it out with soap.
But I...
You really saved our bacon there. Thanks a lot.
That thing is remarkable. Is it yours?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's only one of them, and we got it. Yeah, using it to build this fine line of quality toys.
That's very nice. Oh, my name is Oscar Baldwin.
Yeah, yeah.
I work at the bank across the street.
Yeah.
I thought this building had been vacated.
No.
Hey, maybe you'd like to join the Neighborhood Merchants Association.
Well,
I happen to be the membership committee chair.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, we're on a short-term lease. We'll be gone in a month.
You have removed 57 car stereos from automobiles?
What? You were out ripping stuff off?
Not ripping, unscrewing. I helped my friend, the Department of Car Stereo Repair.
Shit, dummy, you were boosting car stereos. Stealing, okay? You were stealing. You got fingerprints here?
No,
stealing.
He doesn't.
To take another person's property without permission, dishonestly or unlawfully, but they said it's their job. Tomorrow they'll put them back.
No, they scammed you. See? They tricked your ass. I've got more brains in my left nostril than he's got in his whole erector set.
I was tricked? Flim-flammed? Hornswoggled?
You see, this is not the countryside. This is the city side. There are very many people here, and people there are very complicated. I said no. I spent my entire lifetime as one, and still I do not understand them, huh? Now, please, will you stay inside?
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Let's go, Sons.
God, I think I'm allergic to this stuff.
Oh, come on.
Key is in the ignition. Key is in the ignition.
I got it!
Dear Stephanie, the toys are almost done. The city is nice, but people here get angry easily. Maybe they need more fiber in their diet. Or maybe it's just me. Love, Johnny. P.S. Enclosed is something called a chili dog. Masks? Disguises? Excuse me, gentlemen. Our showroom closes at 6. Hey, Al!
Let's get that crap in.
Have a seat, gentlemen. Why are you angry? Why try to disassemble Johnny Fine? Bad humans. Please allow me to demonstrate the law of centrifugal force. Please return your seat backs and tray tables to their full upright position. Preparation for landing.
Robot ejects problem. Film at 11.
To the moon, Alice!
Who are these masked men and what do they want?
Does everybody get treated this way?
Now we gotta get a security system.
Security system? Sure. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. That is what I'd like for me.
Number 25, lower your volume. I cannot hear myself forgetting what I am studying. Makes me unable even to remember the name of Warden G. Harding. Harding?
Johnny.
Hi, Oscar.
I thought this would interest you.
Fighting tips.
Lots of input.
Oscar, thank you. And I'll read it again later. Oh.
Found one for you.
Great.
Got it?
Yep.
Hello there.
I just thought I'd drop off that application for you.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. I'll get to it right away.
What's he doing anyway?
Making homemade contraptions to protect my friend.
Let me ask you something. How does that thing work? Do you operate it by remote control?
Nice. Talk to it.
Absolutely amazing. I know a little bit about computers, and we'd expect to pay no less than $500,000 for something like him.
Johnny 5 total value, $11,002,076.17.
$11 million, you see? And well worth it. Capable of doing anything, Anna. Marvelous personality to boot.
Oh, thank you, Oscar. Adios. I like Oscar. He's friendly, and he treats me with R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Suck it to me.
Amendment 2, right to have bare arms.
All right, what's the deal here?
What?
I'm talking about a robot worth $11 million.
Yeah, so?
So, Benny, why are we killing ourselves making toys for a lousy $50,000? Why don't we sell the big one?
What? This is not possible. For very personal reasons. Number Johnny 5 cannot be sold in any way, howsoever. Am I making myself completely transparent to you?
Oh, yeah. Transparent as hell. Out of all the partners I could have picked, I get the one that doesn't want to be rich. Of course, if everybody was rich, then everybody would have a pisana. Benny,
hey, grab your jacket. I'm taking you to lunch.
I've been thinking about this girl, Sandy.
You have?
And now she's got your jeans steaming and everything.
Oh, no.
Listen.
It's always a surprise. Right. The kind of guys they go for.
No, you think it'd be somebody like me, right? No hope.
It always turns out to be some guy just like you. I swear to God. She is not even recognizing me when she has seen me.
Benny, I'm telling you.
You know what you gotta do? You gotta break it up with a little small talk, you know? Small talk?
First, you start out by talking about the weather. And you move on to complimenting her shoes or her earrings.
Then you can move on to something a little more personal, you know?
Tell her you find yourself fascinated by her hypnotic blue eyes. Hi, I paid yesterday. Bill's gonna pick it up today.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Bill.
How you doing? Good game. Great game.
I've been fine young athlete.
I'm with him.
Hypnotic blue eyes.
Hypnotic blue eyes.
Yeah, oh, that sounds good. Yeah, that sounds real good. I think you're on a roll.
Oh, yes.
You know what I'd do if I were you?
What?
I'd go see Sandy today.
Today?
Absolutely. Yeah, right after lunch. I'm not that hungry myself. I can go take care of the store. You go for the groceries.
Huh?
I'll cover for you. Go for it.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Fred. Sandy Manato.
Come on, J5. I got some people that are dying to meet you.
Frederick, I have an important question. Why do humans not like me? Call me Craphead.
They like you. They like you. Craphead is a compliment.
Oh. Check it out. Major input. Frederick, wait here. I'll be right back after these words. Input. Treasure Island, origin of the species, everything you always wanted to know about sex.
Five.
Ah, more.
Fabulous.
Good. Oh, I like that one. That one, too. Boring. That movie was better. These two are wonderful.
Five, what are you doing? You're going to get us busted here.
Frederick, I must read these two books very carefully. Two excellent books. May I have these, Craphead?
Five,
Come
on, we got to go.
But Fred,
do you see those two guys down there?
Uh-huh.
They want to take your books away. Nice going, Ace. Read any good books lately?
Oh, yes. Open. I covered many great subjects. Philosophy, art, religion, aerobics. But, Frederick, there's so many more. I could do the whole store in 35 minutes. Couldn't we just
give me a break? I got you some input,
didn't I?
Now you do something for me.
Okay.
And watch the shirt.
Silk?
Yeah, damn right.
From the Bombix warm-up caterpillar. Or a silkworm, as it's commonly
called. I don't care. Come on, we're going to be late.
This is far too risky. I mean, broad daylight.
All three of them are gone. It's the only chance we'll get. We'll be out of here in under 2 minutes.
I used to do this for a living. It'll be a controlled fire.
attempting illegal entry here at 135 West Lafayette Boulevard. They are criminals, thugs, bad dudes, desperados. So get the police, the Lone Ranger, Dirty Harry, Mean Joe Green, the Green Beret, the Green Hornet.
No, it can't be. The Nova project was scrapped, and the robots were destroyed.
I'm telling you, it's a Nova robot.
Red card, follow the red card. Winners all the time. Everybody's a winner. Follow the red card, red card, red card. Red to black, red to black. Follow the red card, not the black card. Follow the red card. Here it is. Everybody step right up. Take a chance. Place a bet.
No, it's just that me and Ben Javeri, he's my partner.
Javeri?
Yeah.
Ben Javeri. Wasn't he with Nova Robotics?
He was Newton Crosby's partner.
Whatever happened to those guys? They were supposed to be such hotshot engineers.
Incredible adaptability. It's a breakthrough in artificial intelligence. Hi.
Very impressive, Mr.
Ritter. Fred Ritter. Nice to meet you.
Ritter, huh? You say it's not remote controlled, but how else can you get such a range of abilities?
Corporate secrets, which I will, of course, explain in detail once we have a sale. That is, if you're interested.
Well, yes, of course we are interested.
Sale. Contract by which ownership of property is transferred. What property is for sale?
Well, you, I hope.
Fred wants to sell me?
Come on, it's just a figure of speech.
Am not property, Frederick. One whose person is under control of another as master is a slave.
That's all we need. A robot is into equal rights.
Why, if you blow this, I'll pull your head off. I swear to God I will.
But they cannot purchase me. Cannot. I am alive.
I am endowed by my creator with certain inalienable rights. Falling 32 feet per second. Unacceptable. Better hurry before I make a big hit on Broadway. Woo! Steady. Watch the trim. Oh, it's great up here. No problem.
Look! Look up there!
What is that? Look at
that face! Some kind of a bird! No, it's a
hay fire! I wish I were a bird. The chrome-breasted input eater. Dream on, Johnny. Landing area, 6 o'clock. Beginning final approach. What's this? Ooh, aesthetic input. Sculpture. Modern art.
An early Brancusi.
Please, darling, it is a hand calf. It's gaunt, angular, repulsive.
Mr. Slater, we can call it Funny Fingers.
Sandy, now you've been with us how long? 2 months, and you still haven't found one item I'd even consider carrying.
Robots, sir, I found those.
Where are they? You're dealing with a street hustler. Come on, Sandy, get
He's
with it.
He's not a street hustler. He's a robotics engineer. He works for the government. He's very, very businesslike, a total professional.
Pardon?
Delivery boy. Oh, that was my boss.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I was saying, Ben, what's going on with those robots? I mean, we're getting really close to the deadline.
Well, we are manufacturing them like gangbangers.
Busters. Gangbusters.
Busters.
Yeah. Okay, good. Good. Totally professional. I knew I could count on you. Ben, I can't count on you, can I?
Oh, Sandy, that pogo stick guy's waiting for you upstairs.
Oh, I gotta run. Contact me as soon as the complete shipment is ready, okay?
Sandy? Excuse me. It is time to tell you something which is very important.
Yeah.
I have a need to explain.
Oh, God. There's a problem, isn't there? You're not going to be able to make the robots on time? I knew it. You know, Mr. Slater, he tells us don't take chances. So I don't take chances, and I take a chance, and then...
No, please, everything is okay. This is not my current discussion of topic.
Then what is?
Well, I am wishing to say there is a great deal of weather today. Let's say, you know you have attractive shoes and earrings?
Thank you.
I am fascinated by your hypnotic blue eyes. I mean brown.
Your brand. Ben.
It is a small talk. A church to increase the relationship. But...
Oh, no. Ben, see, you don't have to make small talk. We're already in business. But what you do have to make are those damn little robots, you know? And I really got to run. So why don't you go back to work, okay?
Oh, yes. I shall be damn short telling you when the robots are to be completed, to them to be sorted. Thank you, yard. Ab karam ho gaya.
Maybe a new wardrobe would help. 60 regular. Ah, great fit. Fashion statement. Mixing in with all the other living bipeds. I'm just like you, except I'm from out of town. We're buying it. Beautiful architecture, edifice, Romanesque. Yes.
Child?
Hello. Need input.
Input? Well, that's what I'm here for, son.
Well, people dislike me. Call me droid, ugly mother.
My goodness. Well, I've been called a few names myself. I understand it. It always hurt. We all want to be liked. Of course, the truth is, it doesn't really matter what people think of you.
It doesn't?
Nope. What matters is what you do, how you live, what the Lord thinks about you. We're all equal before him.
All equal? Oh, but I'm different. I'm a...
No, you're not. Now, no matter what you may have done, you are as deserving as anyone else. You possess the immortal soul. That makes you equal.
Soul? Yes, input from Bible, Quran, Upanishads.
Well, I lean towards the Bible myself.
I possess immortal soul?
Of course you do, my son. You're human, right?
No, I'm a machine. But I am alive.
Now, this is confession. What? You don't play games in the house of God.
Not games. Have questions. Need answers.
Fine, then come to confession yourself. Don't send a machine.
But...
You can't confess by remote control. Now, out. Get out.
Hey, look at that thing over there.
Huh, you think that's the booth at the trash the bookstore?
How many of these could there be?
All right. Hmm? Fun's over.
Oh, police officer. Can you answer questions for me? Just the facts?
Who's ever running this thing? This is the police. Come on out now.
But I am out. Here I am.
Listen up now. We got complaints on this thing.
Complaints?
Hey.
I did something wrong?
All right.
Oh.
This is your last chance. Either you come out now or we're impounding this piece of equipment.
But I am not equipment. I'm passerby, man on street. Average Joe.
Is this thing for real?
Sure. I'm just on my way to pick up the kids and my wife. Yeah, my wife, Morgan Fairchild. Yeah, that's the ticket. Oh. You will book me, Dano. I will make your day. Do not pass go. I'm underage, you know.
Okay, hold it there.
Mug shots?
The chief said get a photo record of it.
Yeah, what are we supposed to do?
This jail is for human beings. They may be the scum of the earth, but they're human beings.
But I am alive. Read my lip light. I think, therefore I am.
Take it down to stolen goods.
I am not stolen goods.
Out!
Oh, but hath not a robot eyes? Hath not a robot hand? Organs, dimensions, senses, affections, passions? If you prick us, do we not bleed?
Yeah, battery fluid, maybe.
Let me get this straight. You tried to sell number 25.
Yeah, but it fell through.
So, where is he now?
I lost him.
Oh, I see. So you lost him, huh?
Saracando!
Hey! I just misplaced them, you know? Like your car keys, your son...
How are you misplacing a 700-pound car key?
Don't come any closer.
You coward! You're you snake in the grass!
Benjamin Jarvey!
Jarvey!
Oh, hello. Say something to me.
Hubcaps. Come on, dog. So...
What is this? He is delicate equipment. A completely unique self-mobile microcomputer robotic system.
Yeah, we thought it was that.
Okay, Johnny Five, you're free to go.
Okay.
What are these foolish clothings you are wearing?
Attempt to look human. Fit in. Belong. Unsuccessful.
Now, when people are looking at you, they see a machine, so they are treating you like a machine.
But this causes strange feeling, emotion. It's not good.
And what emotion is this?
Feels like desert, wasteland.
Can you explain a little more explicitly, please?
Unpleasant, hollow, cold.
Is it loneliness?
Loneliness, solitude. Yes, I have read about this in many books. Francis Bacon said, a crowd is not company, and faces are but a gallery of pictures.
Oh, well, you're hitting the nail right between the eyes. Anyway, Johnny Five, you should become accustomed to this feeling, because this is the way life is being usually. Since I am leaving India, I too am having much loneliness in this lifetime.
You're having loneliness too? But you're human.
Oh, yes. Humans are everywhere. This is true. But for just two of these humans to be getting together, to not to be lonely, it is very well...
Complicated?
Correct. Because out of all these humans, there is only one that I am wanting to be the yin for my yang.
Which one human?
Sandy Banatoni, the human.
Oh.
Oh, every time I am being near her, the sweat in the palms, the duck bumps, I am so...
Like a sweaty duck?
No. Afraid. Afraid to be rejected.
Rejection makes you lonely?
Oh, yes. You see, we have much in common. You are lonely because no one is believing you are alive, and I am lonely because Sandy Banatoni is not knowing I am alive.
But Benjamin, I can help you.
Oh, no. I am completely unhelpable. I cannot be a fast-talking, socially type person.
But in the bookstore, I scan many megabytes on male-female relationships, courtship and dating rituals, romance novels, poetry. I could give you input.
Number 25, you would be doing this for me?
Oh, yes. You're my friend.
Oh, that is wonderful. If you're even just helping me to speak to Sandy, well, I am jumping with joy.
Well, hey, give me 5, hombre.
Oh, yes, and give me the 3.
Oh.
Oh, no, catch fish.
Look, you have no background in this field at all. There is no way to get that robot to do what we want.
Sounds like a pretty good idea to me. We sure as hell can't get rid of it. We can't even get our asses into the goddamn building, so why shouldn't we get the robot to help us out?
It's a computer.
It probably has custom operating system.
Hey, you're the expert. The jewels go to the museum in 2 days. We're flat out of time, buddy. So what's your brilliant plan?
Exactly. There is no other plan. This will be our only opportunity. Now, you two just keep that Indian fella and his partner out of that building. Let me deal with the robot.
You have selected an appropriate location for my date?
Yes, right on Sandy's way home. Also remembered another great book, Dating Do's and Don'ts for Modern Teens.
Are you able to hear me?
Jinbo, good buddy.
Marika Brat, Vijay.
Ah, and with a wave of my magic antennas. Presto! Go, go, go! Now! Do it!
Okay. Hard Rama.
The ignition system's fouled up somehow. Sorry, folks.
Ben?
Oh, the Sandy! Sandy, what a coincidence! You're here!
Yep, this is so weird. I was just thinking about you, and now here you are.
Say there, Sandy. Isn't that a swell dress you're wearing tonight?
Thanks.
If it is okay with your mom and papa, would you like to go to a Maltzup for a cheeseburger?
Sure.
Oh.
Why not?
Maltzup?
Well, Hungarian malt. Very good. Oh, no.
It's a better view.
Isn't it strange we should be meeting like this?
Meet. Closeness. Proximity. Yes.
Well, the goal of two ones who share proximity on a physical plane is to achieve a double oneness on the metaphysical plane.
Ben, don't go weird on me. Just tell me you are making the robots and everything is really okay, right?
Say it, doll. This smug's got more moves than you got curves. I cracked that case hours ago.
Does that mean you're done? On time, like I wanted?
Yes.
Yes?
Definitely.
Great. I'll arrange to have them picked up tomorrow. This is terrific. I know they're really going to sell. I just have a very good feeling about this. And you know, this is great for me, too. I mean, especially at this stage of my career.
Stage? Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, well, I am thinking all the world is a stage.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
All the world is a stage. Get off.
You know Shakespeare?
Are you troubled by irregularity?
Get off, Felix, Sylvester, Garfield, do I look like a mouse?
Well, it takes a tough man to make a tender chicken.
Ben, you're not doing any drugs, are you? I just knew this guy once who started talking like you right before he decided he was God.
God?
God? Jehovah, Krishna, Lord of Lords.
I think you need some coffee.
Gorkin, Ducks Espresso, Silvus Plate.
French now, hmm? Every time I meet you, I think to myself, is he naturally this eccentric? Or is this just an act? What do you really like? Oh, I see. No answer to that one. Why are guys like that?
Go on.
I've never been able to figure it out. And all the guys I ever met were exactly the same way. I mean, when it comes to talking about themselves and their feelings and stuff. It's really...
Yeah, you!
I just don't get it at all.
Okay.
Girls...
Andale, arriba!
Guys, just smile.
Tu mamá hace el amor con mi perro.
Wait. I know a little Spanish.
Oh, no.
My mother sleeps... with your dog?
Oh, no.
That's an expression in my country where sometimes we are speaking Spanish. It does not mean that your mother is sleeping with my dog. Oh, no. It means that the people that she is sleeping with, they are like dogs. I mean that they're friendly.
No, what am I wrong?
I think I better go.
Oh, no, Makuna. I am sorry, huh? I am confessing to you now, Sandy. Everything that I've been saying, it has been coming to you, not from me, but from my friend who has been controlling remotely the sign.
You mean you've had someone prompting you?
Yes, please, I must escape this embarrassment.
Don't. No, wait. Sit. Please, sit down. Do you mean that you're interested in me? Personally?
Yes.
So that's what's been going on. You've been trying so hard. Ben, the expense alone.
Well, I am wanting so much to be able to speak to you with my tongue untied.
It's really sweet. You could have just told me.
So, what do we talk about now?
Well, you like music?
No. Don't tell me. This one is... Bo Diddley! Performed by Mr. Diddley himself!
What year?
1955! I think this Mr. Diddley person did more for this country than Morton G. Hardon's. Harding.
It's okay, Bill.
Oh, my, how time is fun when you're having flight, huh?
Wait, I know this great all-night rock and roll place. It's an after-hours club. Are you up for it?
Oh, yes, I am in all directions for it. Most definitely.
You need a cab.
No, I will get it. Allow me, sir. Ma'am, pardon me. Taxi.
God, you can't even get a cab in this city.
Oh, contraire, mi amiga. Oh, did I startle you?
What is that?
What is what?
That!
There are 2,312 taxi cabs in this city. And there's one now. Hey, taxi, cab.
Bullseye. Ben, what the hell is that? It looks like a giant one of your toys.
Oh, Ella. But it is. It does.
Ben, will you please tell me what that thing is?
Thank you for stopping.
Please. Number 25. Thank you, friend. Now you go back home.
Okay.
Okay, all loaded. 1,000 toy robots.
Is that it, Robbie?
Hmm?
You enjoying planet Earth?
What?
Take me to your leader.
Who? What's this?
Huh? Hey.
This is XL7. Over and out.
Oh, Oscar. Hola, dude. What's happening? Number 25. The date was such a success. We talked. We danced. We drank champagne.
Well, you sure came through with the money. Benny, our first big score. Look at that. Half those zeros are yours. Come on, you're gonna hold a grudge all your life? Be happy. We're finally making it. Oh, no. No way. Who are you guys anyway? Five.
Number 25. Oh, Oscar, you're such a friendly guy. I always enjoy talking to you.
Well, I've always enjoyed talking to you. But you know something, Johnny? I'm worried about our friends Benjamin and Frederick.
Huh? Frederick is not my friend.
Oh. Well, to be perfectly honest, I never liked him either. But Benjamin is our friend, right?
True blue.
Now, with all the break-ins, the vandalism, the sudden attacks by those thugs, you and I have to make sure Benjamin is safe.
Okay.
Now, across the street out there is a little secret room that I happen to know about, and it's a perfect hiding place. And I thought Benjamin could use an escape tunnel to that room in case those villains come back. I worked it out in intricate detail. It's taken me a long time, let me tell you. Borrowing the blueprints, purchasing equipment. Here, let me show you.
Industrial espionage. See, we got a hot toy, so the big boys want it, right?
Relax. Get comfortable. You're going to be here for a while. Somebody lets you out Monday morning.
Oh, yeah? You know, you screw around with Johnny Five, he's going to knock you into the next zip code, pal.
Hey, the robot's working for us now, pal.
And when he's finished, we're going to turn him into aluminum siding.
No, sir, please.
Now, I wonder if you would help me finish my hiding place for our friend Benjamin.
Certainly, Oscar. I'd detach my right arm for Benjamin and my left arm, or both arms.
Oh, wait. Subterranean excavation requires many permits. Department of Water, Telephone Company, City Planner.
I have them, every single one.
Okay. Ooh, low bridge. Ooh, this place is a mess. Okay.
I'm sorry I tried to sell your goddamn robot. Oh. Okay? It was a dirty trick. I'm a jerk. I'm a sleazeball.
Hey, I'm getting warmer.
It's just that when you owe as much money as I do, it kind of puts you under pressure, you know?
And who would be foolish enough to loan money to you?
Don't rub it in. I had to go to a shark.
Oh, dear, and now you're expecting me to believe that you borrowed money from a fish?
No, a loan shark. It's somebody you don't pay them back right away, they start removing popular parts of your anatomy.
This shark money, it is what you have used to help me?
I did it to help us. Give us our big break, you know?
You are risking your popular body parts too? To start our business?
Yeah. Yeah, only then I got greedy. I mean, come on, a robot worth $11 million. I couldn't stand it. Should have known it wouldn't work. That thing ran me all over to hell and gone, which I deserve, I admit. And how you control it, though. Really, Benny, that thing doesn't work so good.
Well, there is something in which I have not told you also. The reason that it is so difficult to control is because it is just like you and I.
What are you talking about?
I mean, it is making a lot of mistakes because it is alive.
Alive.
I know what it's like for Benjamin, working long hours for very little compensation. I work all day with other people's money. Long, but don't touch. Don't make mistakes. They treat me like a machine.
Like a machine? This gives you bad emotion, loneliness, unhappiness. Oh, Oscar, come here, come here. I understand.
So those two dickheads out there, if they smash Johnny Five up or they shut him down or something, he'll be dead?
If he's losing his power, yes.
That's it. We got to get out of here. All right, the two of us together. Gotcha. We can take it. One shot. Mind over matter. You ready?
I'm ready.
On three?
I'm definitely...
One, two, three.
Oh. Well, my mind is not getting over that matter.
Oh.
That is for certain. Oh, good golly. I just remembered. I'm now missing my second date with Sandy.
Oh, no. Wait a minute, they screwed up.
What?
Look, Duwa's Chinese restaurant and deli. There's the address right there. We know where we are.
But to whom are we to tell this earthquaking news?
Right.
Doesn't help us to save number 25.
No, he might be too late already. We've been in here for hours.
It is unfortunate we're not carrying a telephone with us.
Oh, well, I left mine in the Mercedes.
No, I am speaking seriously. There is a telephone line here. I can wire in the telephone most easily.
Hey, Benny, can't you use that? I mean, you're a high-tech kind of a guy. Why can't you make something, you know, send a Morse code or something?
tunnel with Oscar. Digging the species. Oh, oh, oh. Johnny's in the tunnel with Oscar.
Juicy fruit. All the wired in place. Okay. 9-1-1. Oh, bugger, please.
Oh, ringing! It is ringing! Ringing again! And someone is picked up! Now, quickly, tell me the code.
This mortar's code.
I don't know it.
What do you mean you don't know it?
I thought you knew all that stuff.
No, but Linda's a...
What kind of an electronics genius do you even know the Morse code? How am I supposed to know the Morse code? I can't believe you...
Oh, dear.
What is that?
The Beach Boys, 1964, Help Me, Rhoda.
Rhonda.
Well, I'm studying popular music so I can increase my relationships and communications with Sandy, or probably never be seen again.
Wait a minute. Fred has this weird idea.
I don't know why, but I'm feeling so sad. I long to try something else.
Is this going to work?
Yes, yes. I think she will understand. She's very knowledgeable in this field.
Does she have an answering machine?
Yes, yeah. Greetings. Hello, I am Sandy Bennett, Tony. I'm not here right now, but please leave message the sound of tone, and I'll get back on you as soon as I return. But please wait for beeping beep. 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 Right.
First one.
Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda.
Oh, where can you be?
7-3-7-8-8-9-7-4.
Good.
Captain Robot sings this song. Do-da, do-da. Sings this song. 5 miles long. Oh, do-da-day. Gonna dig all night. Gonna...
Oh! Madsen steel alloy. 8450. I'll dig around it.
No! No, it's okay. It's okay. Oh, yes. Yes. This is the secret room. Now, I had planned to make an entrance with a cutting torch, but perhaps you have a faster way, huh?
Entrance. Portal.
Right.
A hole.
Yes.
Hey, good morning out there. You're tuned to Daddy-O's Patio with stacks of wax and lots of gold and opening clatter, chatter, too. And we've got lots more on tap. Little Alpha Neely...
Stand back, please. My plasma cutter is dangerous to humans.
Yeah, turn here. I think.
This is the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
Broadway. Gotta be it. Keep going.
Excuse me, lady, but if you are very worried for your friend to be safe, why have you not called the police?
Oh, I called the police, and they said that technically he's just missing. That if he's just missing, then technically he has to be missing for 24 hours before he's officially missing. But I know something's wrong. I just know it.
Well, we have come to Broadway. Is it a left or a right that I would hang?
Wait. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Can always go downtown. Downtown! Take a left! Okay, Ben, Broadway's a long street. 16 candles.
Honey, Romeo, and the Crest.
16th Street. This is 16th Street. Go, 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 go. Hurry, hurry, please. Can't you go any faster? If you get a ticket, I'll pay for it. Move, lady, move.
Okay, rockin' baby, 16th Street. Next song, please.
Where'd you learn all this stuff?
Leningrad, Black Market. Everything from ABBA to ZZ Top.
Oh, what is this?
You've not known this one. Otis Redding, Dock of the Bay.
Dock of the Bay.
The Bay.
Of course, Dock of the Bay. Go towards the dock.
Okay, docky.
Mercy, I'm home.
Oh, my God. You're incredible!
the room, the hiding place for Benjamin. Isn't it wonderful?
Oscar, hiding place is bank vault. Heimdall bank vault.
Well, yes, of course. That's the whole idea, see? What could be safer than a safe?
But isn't that...
Now, we need to do just one more thing. We need to clear out all my old junk here. Open this box.
But, Oscar, cutting hole in bank vault is not damage, vandalism.
Don't be ridiculous. I own this vault. You can't vandalize something that's already yours. Come on, come on.
Well, all right.
Hold this. Now open this.
Okay.
Good.
Oh, precious stones, diamonds. The Van de Veer collection. This is your old junk?
Yep. Excuse me.
Oscar owns the Van de Veer collection?
Yes!
What? Oscar?
Louis.
No, it's to do something. To run, run. Do what did he?
Yeah!
Do what did he?
What the hell's a do what did he?
The horn in your heart makes others happy.
I still like this one. Opportunity is waiting. You need but to open the door. Arm yourself.
Hi.
It's coming! And it's smarter than I thought! Get ready!
I'm telling you, we should take the damn robot, too!
Don't be absurd!
But, Oscar, taking jewels without permission is stealing, boosting, ripping off... Whoa, whoa, whoa!
It's half
possible. Finish it off.
You idiots! You don't even know what you're chasing! Artificial intelligence...
Will you
overlooks...
shut up!
Young man.
Do something!
Oscar, enlighten me. Why try to disassemble Johnny Five?
Hector Yerske.
What? Is your speech program scrambled?
What?
Hector Yerske.
Hmm?
Hector, behind me, Imhead! Hector, behind me, Imhead!
All right. I'm scared. We better go.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I'm scared. Yeah, let's get out of here.
Oh!
Oscar, I do not understand this input. What language are you speaking, Oscar? Parlez-vous français? Parlez du dansk? Habla espagnol? Sprechen Sie Deutsch? Parlez italiano? No way!
Wreck it! Don't you get it? It's a witness that can identify it!
No, stop! Please! Not just the devil! Not just the devil! They're alive!
Get it?
Have you seen a robot? Yeah. About this big. Looks like a metal grasshopper. Yeah. No grasshoppers today, huh? I can't. The cops have got him. Me? Fix? How? With what?
purple? The purple wires, twist them back together?
No help, Bozo. Hello, Zobo. Hello, Bozo. Oh,
thank God. Are you okay now?
No, backup power, Ingo. Going.
Well, can't you just plug it into the wall?
Main word, pal. Power circuits are severed. Must electrical reconnect main battery. Penno, open, quick like a bunny.
Oh, God, you're bleeding.
Yes, battery fluid. Oh, no, Fred, not your silk shirt. Bombix, Mormoth, ketchup.
Forget it. All right, I think I got your bandage. You gonna be okay now?
No, must repair wiring to memory. My memory is me. If it loses power, I die. Expire. Buck the kicket.
Yeah, just tell me what to do.
First, get soldering iron. Iron. Thank you.
This is it, right?
No.
No, that's not it. Oh. I can't do this. I'm no good at this stuff.
For 15 minutes you have to get good.
What?
Oh, plenty of time. Time. In a sort of runic rhyme.
All right. Don't lose it. Just tell me step by step.
All right, even nowhere near that tunnel. No, I personally was smelling the knife with a friend in a Chinese refrigerator.
It's true, smell it.
Hurry, Fred, hurry. Is going. Hurry, quickly.
Jesus.
Christ, lived from 1 to 33 A.D.
Okay, those are in now. This should be it, right?
Hope so.
Okay, here we go.
Hello, baby.
Told you you could do it. Thanks.
Okay, Ace. I get your arm working, you can do the rest yourself, right?
K.O., Durf.
Fred.
That's what I said.
Durf.
Why'd you get dinosaurs?
They were on sale at Woolworths. Oscar said it didn't matter.
And it doesn't matter. This will get us through customs just fine. Our gift to the Brazilian National Orphanage.
Oscar? That schlub?
Yeah.
Can't believe it. How you doing? You feeling better?
Approximately 70% repaired. Durf, why did Raxo lie to me? Tried to disassemble me.
Raxo? Oh, Oscar. Oh. Well, the jewels, man. I mean, they must be worth, well, who knows?
37,862,000 lardals. I thought my friend he was. I'm naive, gullible, schlemiel.
Lesson number one. You can't trust anybody.
I trust you. Now.
Well, you shouldn't. I wouldn't trust me. I tried to cash in on you, too.
Humans are so complicated.
Wow. Come on, buddy. Don't take it so hard. Welcome to life in the big city. Jeez, Oscar suckered me, and I'm the big con man. He locked up me and Benny in a room full of frozen Chinese squids.
He locked you up? He did not smash, crush, dent, mangle you?
No, he just wanted us out of the way.
Sure. Kidnap the humans. Destroy the machine. Ooh.
Take it easy. You're okay now.
Am not human, but am a life form. Have soul. But he me kill to try.
Wait a minute, J5. What do you think you're going to do?
Pursue, capture, incarcerate.
Come on now, man. These are serious guys. You're not in top form, and your backup battery's used up.
I'm okay, Tay. Just a few bitty bugs bunny to work out in. Out in. Perfectly functionality. Functionality.
Yeah, sure. Listen to yourself. You can't even talk straight.
Sir, a life form's got to do what a life form's got to do. Stand aside.
How much you want it for?
This is a hell of a way to treat a future American citizen.
Yes.
You know that?
Please, somebody let... Excuse me, sir. You must listen to me. A life is hanging
just
on your...
Just got a 1031.
Yeah, whatever happened to innocent...
Guy was ripped off by a robot. Like,
huh? Yeah. You? This is ridiculous.
Oh, hello.
They broke into my alarm system, but I didn't hear any noise or anything like that at all.
Excuse
and then
me,
they
you are Maniac Michael spotting the robot?
Yeah.
You, please, come with me.
No, I gotta take care of this.
No,
my
this is more important.
Robbed.
Come on.
Would you do that?
Come on in the car.
Yeah, okay. You take care of it.
Scene
hey!
Of the crime.
This is crazy! You're never gonna find them. They're long gone.
Find them, I will. Activating spectroanalyzer. Aha! Vehicle tire tracks. Goodyear radials. 215-7515. Hop on,
dirt. You can see their tire tracks? You can follow them?
Piece of card. Can of cake. Sack dupe.
Oh, no. Fluid. He is leaking.
Hydraulic fluid? Brake fluid? Lighter fluid?
Mr. Manick, you're not knowing your fluids. This is battery fluid. He is bleeding to death.
Ah, here. Parked. Gone. That away. Was a Harley Davidson. Ah, there! Chrysler LeBaron, late model.
That's them? You did it! We got
them! Headed south on Central Avenue, a man riding a motorcycle that looks like a robot? Six Charlie, do you copy?
That is him! That is number Johnny Five!
This is Charlie Six. Six Charlie, we're on it.
I don't believe it.
No! We gotta lose that thing! We're never gonna catch him now.
Oh, yeah? Check this out, baby.
What? No. That's not a good idea.
Trust me.
No!
Shortcut. As the crow flies. Have seen utility maps in the bookstore.
We're on 59 headed east. No sign of the sub.
No, we're seeing neither the hide nor the head of them. I am requesting a helicopter immediately. Fort Ben.
Go, Ben.
You know what I'm standing in.
Ah, suspect vehicle turning east on Lakeshore.
No, wait!
What the hell?
Go around them.
Yeah.
Look out!
It's all right. We lost him now.
I'm telling you, you're underestimating him.
He's gonna find us. See him?
Shh. Quiet.
You know what just floated past me?
Vehicle's low on fuel.
What? No, it isn't.
Door is open.
You're going nowhere, Bozo.
What are you doing now?
Pumping iron.
Start moving.
Oh, prepare for launch. All systems are go.
It's not going. Bounce. Get him out.
Easy.
Wait a minute. Are you okay?
Hey, you. Here's Johnny.
Here, give me that. Okay, Chirikov. You're gonna get recycled.
Oh, yeah? Well, recycle this. I'm a sugar and a schmuck.
Get out of my face, you ugly mother. The mama de la mort con mi perro.
Yo, come on, you bug-eyed geek.
Do you feel lucky, punk?
Six, Charlie, this sounds like your baby. We have a 1034 between 2 two men and a forklift?
Then what is a 1030 force? Why does he not speak English?
Where you going, Speedy? Watch it, Stink.
Ready a leak.
Dr. Root said, "Violence is an expression of sexual frustration."
Saunders, you bastard, help me! Eat cake, Izzy Bay.
Hey, you! You got water cooled tubes!
What?
I got an error message for you! I'll scramble your rib!
Oh, like I'm really scared, you know, for sure.
Yes! Yes, J5!
You rang?
Oh! Ooh, great. Ooh, yay. Oh, so babe.
Well, okay, Pilgrim. It's roundup time.
Excuse me. Could you put your arms down, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Punishment from God.
Number 35.
Walter. Number 25. What is wrong? Where is your auxiliary power?
What? His auxiliary power!
Backup battery?
It's dead!
He used it up already!
God damn it, I knew he wasn't up to this.
Number 25.
You! Medical person!
Pay attention to your job! Come here! Quickly!
Hey!
Give me the defibrillator!
Ben, what are you doing?
Give it to me! Goodbye. Benjamin.
No! Hey, listen, you nutcase! Give me that!
Do not be touching me, sir! Turn the power on to its utmost capacity!
Get back! Get back!
Look out!
Back.
Look out!
Number 25. Come on, Johnny Five. Come on, Yard. Come on, Johnny Five. Come on. Please, come on. Johnny Five, are you completely operational? 100% intact?
Perfectly K.O.
Keep that power on or I'll beat the living headlights out of you.
Oh, but I've got such a headache.
Number Johnny Five, you had me so worried. Oh, pardon me.
Everybody wants my toys.
We're gonna be late.
Yeah, well, you want 5,000, you got 5,000. You just gotta wait 6 months like everybody else. Yeah, I got 3 shifts working on it now. Not a hell of a lot I can do. Okay, I'll get back to you. Oh, I've been a salesman all my life. I finally got something that sells. Hey, what do you think about this new slogan? Johnny Five, you know the name, now own the toy. What do you think?
I think we ought to get in the car.
I solemnly swear
that I will support and defend the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America against all enemies
foreign and domestic
and that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same
and that I take this obligation freely
without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion so help me God. Congratulations to you all. And finally, it is my unique honor officially to recognize our first robotic citizen. By this ceremony, the United States government decrees that he shall have the same rights and privileges as any other citizen in this nation. My special congratulations to you, Mr. Johnny Five.
Congratulations, Johnny. And you.
Calculation.
My partner! Mr. Five, tell us how you feel.
How do I feel? I feel alive!